So now, let's talk about what are the three steps. These are the three beliefs. It must change, I must change it, I can change it. What are the actual three steps to creating change? Here's the first step. You want to create lasting change in yourself or someone else. This is always step one. If you tried and failed to create change, this is the thing you didn't have enough of, and it's called leverage. Leverage. What is leverage? Well, leverage is when a person in their mind, in their body, in their emotion, in their nervous system, when they link up that not changing, like failing to change right now, will mean unbearable, immediate, devastating levels of pain, I guarantee you they'll find a way to change. Like, what if you said, I'm really depressed, and I put a gun to your head and said, get happy quick or I'm gonna blow your brains out. How many think you might be able to find a way to get happy rapidly? Let me see your hands. Whereas for years, you were sitting on a therapist's couch and you couldn't handle it. The only difference is I brought more what to the table? Leverage, greater consequence. The reason we don't change is, on the one hand, we wanna change because we're not thoroughly happy. But on the other hand, we're afraid changing itself might be painful, or we might go through that whole process and it still might not work, and then we'd be disappointed and that feel even worse. So the reason we don't change is we think change equals pain. The reason we do change is when we see not changing is more painful than anything else. So to get leverage, you want to accomplish two things. You want to get the person you're wanting to change, whether it be yourself or someone else, to associate. Associate means not just intellectualize. It's like intellectually you may know chocolate's not good for you, but that's not going to change your behavior until we mix it with tuna casserole in your nervous system. When it's in your gut, now your body will respond. When it's in your head, it's intellectual. So when I say associate, think about association means something you feel in your nervous system rather than something you understand intellectually. How many follow that? Say I. So to get leverage, you want someone to associate, feel in their gut, that not changing equals massive. Here's the other key word, immediate, unbearable levels of pain. So to get someone to change, if you've tried everything and it doesn't work, you need more leverage. Get yourself or that person you're working with, whoever you're trying to create change with, to associate that if I don't change, it's gonna mean massive, immediate, unbearable levels of pain. Some key words there, massive. Another key word, immediate. You might say, you know what, if I keep smoking, I'll probably get cancer. You know what the problem with that is? It's not immediate. It's way off in the future, in the distance. So when you put it further away, it almost didn't have much effect, did it? Well, when something is thought of as to be way off in the future, even if it's bad, it doesn't give us enough leverage to change. When it's immediate, that's when it gets us to change. Now, people don't want to change just for painful reasons, so the other form of leverage is this. You want to get this person to associate, which means in their gut, not in their intellect, that changing now, to change now, equals massive, extraordinary, and immediate levels of what, guys? Pleasure. See, when you link up in your brain, changing is pleasurable and not changing is ultimate pain, the person will find the way. Write this in your notes somewhere. Change is never a matter of ability. Change is never a matter of ability. It's always a matter of motivation. Another word for that is leverage. When someone has enough reasons, they will flat change, period. But you gotta get enough leverage. And I'll tell you how we keep ourselves from getting leverage. We use words that soften what we're doing. Like we say, well, I'm a bit overweight, or I'm a little bit robust, or I'm round, in big places and stuff. No, you're fat is what you are, okay? Okay? And you gotta call a spade. Because as long as you say, well, I'm kind of, a little smidge overweight, you're never going to do it. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't care if you're overweight. I don't judge you. I care about you. I don't want your heart to be working 20 times harder than it needs to be and have you die a young death. I don't care about how you look. That's your business. But if you're overweight, the reason you're overweight is you don't give yourself enough pain for it. You do softeners because you don't want to feel bad about yourself because you think you've tried everything. So I've tried everything. Nothing's worked, so I just got to adjust to this. So I want you to get it. You got to tell yourself the truth. I'm telling you this as a friend. I'm not telling you this from judgment. And by the way, do we all do this at different levels, yes or no? And by the way, this isn't just fat. We do this with finances, right? We do this with drugs. We do this with relationships that don't serve us.